Please pray with me. Lord, may we ever learn of the brightness of your Son who was transfigured on the mountain for Peter, James, and John, and for us. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, on this first day of National Lutheran Schools Week, and today we, just as Peter said in the Gospel reading at the Transfiguration of Jesus, may we all, at the end of the day, be able to say, "How good, Lord, to be here!" I read this week that there are a total of 2,444 Lutheran schools in the U.S., with 255,000 students in the schools and 26,600 educators. And I'm pretty certain that all the pastors and the founders of all these churches and schools want all the kids and all the faculty and all the staff to come together and be able to cheer loudly, "How good, Lord, to be here!" Can you do that? "How good, Lord, to be here!" Maybe all this day say that in a way that Peter, James, and John said it and meant it. Because here, as Pastor said, we learn of math and science and literature from wonderful, well-trained teachers whom we love, some more than others. Not the ones that make us be quiet in the hallways and the lunchroom. Oh, maybe they all do that, don't they? Kids love them anyway, just because they tell us to be quiet. Because here we have wisdom. We have wisdom here at our school. You know what they say? They say, with age comes wisdom. Well, if that's true, just look at how old Mr. Wolfram is. My goodness. We've got lots of wisdom then, don't we, Pastor? Lots of wisdom. He's almost ready to retire. Been here for 40 years, been teaching, right? Very good. And Erin Rodgers, she just turned 30 this week, right? Not 30, no, quite a bit younger than 30. Just kidding. We have wisdom. Here we teach not only the knowledge, but also how to apply it, which is wisdom. It's a really important thing to do. We also have not just knowledge and wisdom, but character. We teach the character of Christians, which is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and self-control, the fruits of the Spirit. We know those, always sing about them. Here at our school, we teach the golden rule, right? Matthew 7, verse 12. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And here at First Lutheran and at all Christian schools, we hope that people teach and learn that we have the freedom to talk about Jesus as a real historical person, someone who really came to earth, and also as true God in one person. And we have the freedom to study the main and the minor teachings of the Bible, which teach us all that we need to know for our salvation, which teach us how that we have true love and true joy and true peace and true patience, and how God has been patient with us. For God did send His Son to die for our sins and to give us eternal life. He died for Pastor Busher's sins, for my sins, and for your sins. May we ever praise our God. Every sin confessed, forgiven, because of Christ Jesus and the cross. And this Jesus rose from the dead. As we know, He rose again to prove that He is one with the Father. He is true God. And you know, Peter said something very interesting today about Jesus in the text. I want to read this a little bit from the epistle. He says, "We did not follow cleverly devised myths," or mythoi in the Greek, "when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For we received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice borne to Him from the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this very voice, born from heaven, for we were with Him on the holy mountain." Whoa. What exactly did Peter talk about, being up on the mountain and hearing this voice and being eyewitnesses? What was he talking about? Well, we know, we heard in the gospel today, the transfiguration. The transfiguration of Jesus. Now, parents, just a note, this is transfiguration, not transubstantiation. That's a non-Lutheran view of the Lord's Supper. Not that. And kids, transfiguration, not transformers. Okay? Jesus is not a robot come from outer space. Okay? Although both did come to save the planet, didn't they? Right? One is a myth, and one is not. The Transfiguration, not a myth. The Transfiguration is when Jesus' appearance changed, not his essence or his character, but his appearance changed, and just for a short time. The Greek word in the text for transfiguration is metamorpho, in which we get our word metamorphosis. And we know what metamorphosis is, don't we, kids? That's when caterpillars change their appearance and become what? Butterflies. Very good, that's right. You might say on the day of transfiguration, Jesus' humble vessel, his caterpillar, his flesh and blood, changed to be the full, majestic glory of God, the butterfly, if you will. In fact, if you look around at some of the windows here at First Lutheran, you might even find a butterfly. You know, some old people in the church, maybe Mr. Wolfram was here when they did this, I don't know. They used to have the symbol of the butterfly for Christ Jesus' resurrection. You know why? Because that caterpillar kind of goes into a cocoon, and he looks like he's in a tomb, and then eventually he breaks out of the tomb, kind of like Jesus' resurrection from the dead on Easter. It's a good reminder of the resurrection. But also today we might think of the transfiguration of Jesus too. At the transfiguration, Jesus' appearance changed on the mountain, becoming very, very bright to reveal the majesty of his divine nature. He truly is the Son of God. They saw his face, and his face shone like the sun, it says, and his clothes became bright as white. And Peter said, "How good, Lord, to be here." And a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." What do you all listen to? An iPod? Some CDs? The radio? CNN? Fox News? Those are all nice. They have some worldly value to them. But God in this text says he would have us listen to Jesus. There are lots of voices and opinions to listen to in this world. Lots of blogs. But God's word says, listen to Jesus. Blogs can't save you. The word of Jesus can. There may be some bright people out there, some talking heads of television. But I suggest when you read God's word, and you read the words of Jesus, and you understand the brightness of Christ Jesus that Peter, James, and saw today in the text, the Transfiguration Day, that there is no one brighter and wiser and better than Jesus Christ. Even the wise Old Testament prophets, Moses and Elijah, were there to testify that he is the one you should listen to and believe. Listen to Jesus. Teachers at our school, do you speak the words of Jesus? Please do. We all need to be reminded of that. Pastor, like me included there, do we speak the words of Jesus every day in school? Please do. We all need to be reminded. People of God, do you come to church? What do you listen to? You think about your week. You think about the stuff you have to do tomorrow. Think about work. Come here and listen to Jesus. And all you parents are teachers too, aren't you? To your children at home. What better thing can you teach them but the words of Jesus? The Transfiguration teaches that nothing could be more important than to know Jesus and what he has said and done. He is God's beloved Son. You know, after Peter, James, and John saw the Transfiguration, they were terrified, rightly so, I think. You might call this the terror of the Transfiguration. The text says that when disciples heard the voice, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. You know, I think if I saw what they saw on that day, I think I would have, pardon my expression here, but I think I would have filled my breeches. Kids, you'll get that reference later as you read the Bible, because the book of Exodus uses the word breeches. That's underwear, by the way. The priests who served God in the temple were supposed to wear underwear. So anyway, some researchers have said that a number of people in our world live today with a constant underlying terror in their life. A different kind of terror, perhaps, than what Peter, James, and John saw on the mountain, but maybe similar to this terror, because they all could be rightly classified as supernatural stress, or what we might say is spiritual anxiety. People tend to feel guilty or terror at the thought of being in God's presence and thinking about what that means. God, who knows all things, even the secret things that we do, all the things that we've done, all the things that we have left undone, and we worry about what that means. What will happen to us after we die? What was going to happen? Will we have been good enough for heaven or not? But Jesus has something to say to all those terrified disciples, all of us, Peter, James, and John too. Rise, have no fear. And he touched them as if to say, it's okay. God in Christ Jesus has not come to condemn the world, but to save it by his death and his resurrection. Faith in that, perfect faith in Christ, casts out fear. Stick to your confession, Peter. How good, Lord, to be here, remember? Rise, Jesus says. Is that not what he told that Jesus would do at the end on the third day? He would rise again from the dead on a different mountain? Is that not what he will say to each one of us one day? Rise. Isn't that what he told the 10 lepers after he healed them? Rise, go your way. Isn't that what he told his friend Lazarus, who was dead 4 days? Rise. Our life is not limited to hours, days, months, seconds on earth, not even death. Because of the work and the word and the touch of Jesus, we will rise and be transformed so that we will see those things that the disciples saw on that great day, the transfiguration, the brightness, and the majesty, and the glory of Christ. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, and we often say this at gravesides, says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall all be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. And though we, all of us, kids, parents, teachers, although we can't transfigure ourselves, change ourselves now to be like Jesus was, we can, Scripture says, be transformed by the renewal of our mind. And oh, how much better it is to do that when you're at a Christian school and you're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses and teachers, pastors, and people who speak the words of Jesus. How good, Lord, to be here, where God comes to speak to us, to forgive us, and to reveal his great love and build us up as his church. So listen, rise up and believe. Rise up, First Lutheran School, and faithfully learn both of God's creation and the transfiguration. Rise up to learn and to share the love of God in Christ Jesus and to not fear what is to come. Rise up and look forward to the day when we will all see the majesty of God fully revealed. And when that day comes, may we all together with one voice say, how good, Lord, to be here. And look not to our own good works or our own failings, but to Jesus only. When the transfiguration ended, the disciples and Jesus came back down the mountain. It was time for them to start a journey to another mountain where the glory of God would again be revealed, Mount Calvary. But this time the glory would be hidden behind Jesus' passion and his death. Will the disciples of Jesus still believe? It's a good question. Will they still believe when he is raised up to suffer and die that that's the glory of God being revealed? Thus, Lent begins this Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, and we invite all disciples of Christ to go to their churches or come here to learn about the glory of God which is hidden behind Jesus' passion and his death, hidden under his cross and persecution and what we call his glorious death in our place. It's time for us again to pick up our cross and follow Jesus in Lent. But we go into this season without fear and without terror. The Transfiguration taught us that there is light at the end of this 40-day tunnel. And until we see his glory face to face, remember that faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And God is our Lord Jesus Christ. So listen to him. May the Spirit of God seal our hearts with his sacred witness. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.